presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, the police started their investigation of the mysterious shooting of the Chinese messenger Lo Tung by questioning Patrick O'Shaughnessy Flynn as to how he had spent the evening when the crime was committed. At the same time, in Jungle Jim's tent at his camp outside the town, Shanghai Lil was making the startling revelation to Jim that Lo Tung had been killed at her request. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Jungle Jim is astonished at Shanghai Lil's startling statement of her part in the death of the Chinese messenger. He gets to his feet.
Good heavens, woman. Haven't you any conscience at all? How can you calmly tell me that Lo Tung was shot at your request?
Why not? What's there to get excited over?
The fact that you had a man killed in cold blood.
Oh, you're getting this all wrong, Jim.
Am I?
Yes. It was your life or his.
I have only your word for that.
I know. But I beg you to believe me.
Why should I?
Because I love you, Jim.
Yeah? But I wouldn't put it past you to color things up a little for yourself. Any way that would make it look good for you.
Jim.
Lo Tung seemed okay to me. You seem to know just how much he told me of his mission. Maybe you know the rest of his story, do you?
I know the whole story.
All right, let's have it.
I haven't the time to tell you now. We must leave for Shanghai immediately.
I haven't said anything about going to Shanghai. I'm not going to poke my nose into any trap.
Oh.
I might have been fooled by poor Lo Tung. But you can't fool me, Lil.
I'm not trying to fool you. Can't you understand? I'm absolutely on the level about this. You are wanted in Shanghai by the American consul, and I'll fly you there in my new ship.
I can't figure this out. What's the idea of suddenly putting yourself out for me?
It's not a case of putting myself out, Jim. That'd look foolish, of course. But it so happens that I'm interested in going to Shanghai myself.
Why?
I can't answer that, unfortunately. But since both of us are going to the same place, why can't we go there together?
Lil, I'm going to take a long chance that you're on the level.
You'll fly with me?
Yes.
Splendid. Come on, let's go.
I've got to get my stuff back first. Then I'll be with you.
Good. We'll have a great trip, Jim. And this way, you'll be sure to reach the American consul. I'll be waiting in my plane.
Okay, Lil. We'll start as soon as I'm packed.
Come on, Jim. You go away?
Yes, Kolu. I'm off for Shanghai. Help me get my stuff together, will you?
Yes, Ituan, Jim. Kolu, help.
Okay. This is going to be the quickest start I've ever made. I've just got time to throw some things into my bag and I'm off.
Yes, Ituan.
Kolu, see that? Say, I thought you were going to help me get my stuff packed. What are you standing there like a statue for?
Ituan, Jim. Kolu been with you long time.
You sure have. And you've been like a shadow, too.
Kolu glad be like shadow. Shadow never leave thing he shadow out.
Well, that's one way of explaining it.
Ituan, Jim, Kolu being good boy to Tuan?
The best number one boy in the whole darn jungle.
Kolu give thanks, Tuan, Jim. Kolu glad. How long Tuan be away?
I don't know exactly, Kolu. Maybe for a few weeks. Maybe forever.
Forever long time, Tuan?
Well, that's the way it stands, Kolu. You see, they tell me I'm wanted in Shanghai. And where I'm wanted, I usually go.
Yes, Tuan, Jim. Kolu know. How you go? Boat no come Burawani 3-4 sun.
Oh, a Shanghai Lil is flying me there in her airplane.
Oh, but woman say she take you? She wicked woman. She no friend.
But she's promised to fly me to Shanghai. And this time she says she's on the level.
Please, Tuan Jim, me go too. Kolu be handy fella, maybe.
Say, that's a thought. Two men are better than one when it comes to keeping an eye on Lily DeVril. Kolu, I'd be lost without you. Come on. Start throwing things in my cases, and let's get going.
Meanwhile, Lynn Chalmers bravely guides the little motorboat through the narrow channel. She's never dared take her eyes from her course to look at the unconscious form of her father, the Reverend, nor her hands off the rudder to administer to him. Suddenly, she hears his voice.
Lynn?
Yes, Dad. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm very weak. Where are we?
Just about through the channel, Dad.
You brought us through. Good girl, Lynn. I'm proud of you.
Oh, if only I could be of some help to you.
You are, my dear. You're bringing us nearer and nearer to Burawani and the doctor.
But I can't do anything for your suffering. How terribly helpless I am.
I'll try to hang on until we get to Burawani. Don't mind me, dear. Just Keep up your good work.
I will, Dad. I'll try my best to bring us through. Oh, if only Mother were here.
Your mother, Mary. God bless her. Many's the time she's carried on for the two of us, Lynn. And you're just like her, my dear. Lynn, dear.
Yes, Dad.
You must keep control of yourself. I think I have jungle fever.
Oh, Daddy.
Now, now, now. Keep up your chin, my darling. What's to be, will be. And if it is jungle fever, we've both got a long road ahead of us.
Yes, Dad, I know. I'm sorry, but if that's what you've got, we must hurry to Burawani, where you can get medicine and hospital care.
There's no hospital at Burawani, Lynn.
Oh.
I'm hoping to get to a doctor and then make a boat for the nearest place with a hospital.
If we make a boat, why can't we go to Mother?
Well, it all depends on what boat we catch, my dear.
The minute we get on that boat, Dad, I'll wireless Mother we're coming, and she'll meet us at the dock with an ambulance for you. You'll have the best nursing you ever heard of when I get you back to Mother. I bet she'll be surprised to see you, Dad. I say, I bet Mother will be surprised to see you.
Mary.
Dad.
Mary.
It's Lynn. It isn't Mother. It's your daughter, Lynn.
Going to be a great and glorious life, Mary.
Dad, oh, Dad.
The poor, the halt, and the blind, Mary. They'll be my parishioners. The foreign field, my parish, Mary. What shall we name her, Mary? After you.
Dad, don't you know me?
In the name of the Father and of the Son.
Look at me, Dad. I can't take my eyes off the course to look at you. Look at me. Don't you know me?
Be a good girl, Lynn, while we're gone. Oh. No, I'll never marry you to that woman, Jim.
This is Lynn, your daughter.
May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from the other.
Hush, Dad. Hush. Save your strength.
You can do what you like, Lily DeVril, but I shall never perform the ceremony.
Don't use up all your energy like this. Please, Dad. Please. Just rest. I'll get you to a doctor somehow.
In the meantime, Patrick O'Shaughnessy Flynn and the police lieutenant accompany Bill Wyman as they rush to the house in which Mamba has barricaded himself after running amok through the village, shooting innocent people.
Hurry, Lieutenant. He's barricaded in that house.
We'll get him.
I tell you, he was a terrible sight, with the foam running out of the corners of his mouth.
Mad as a hound dog, eh?
Holy St. Patrick. He's a bad engine to have around, he is.
Well, we won't have him around any longer than necessary if the lieutenant does what I hope he'll do.
That's right, Mr. Wyman. Now, let me through here, please. Let me through.
Yeah, what might you be going to do now, Lieutenant?
I'll order the maniac to come out and surrender. If he fails to comply, we'll have to go in and get him. Corporal, watch the back door.
Watch out, Lieutenant. That native's got a gun.
I'm ready for you, Mr. Wyman. You in the house there, open the door in the name of the king.
That is a nasty language he's replying in, Lieutenant.
So he wants to shoot it out, does he?
Yeah, be jabers, and he don't seem like non-amby-pamby now.
Wow, that came pretty close to us. He's trying to pick us off.
Drop behind this hedge, men. I'm going to drive him out of there.
Well, I guess you finished him, Lieutenant.
Yes, it looks like it, Mr. Wyman.
Well, what are you going to do now, Lieutenant?
I'll go get that native, and then I'm going to have a few words with your friend, Jungle Jim Bradley.
Unaware of the impending visit from the lieutenant of police, Jungle Jim and Kolo finished their packing.
There. I guess that takes care of everything, Kolo.
Yes, it won.
Jim? Oh, Jim, I'm waiting.
Be right with you, Lil. Start to pile the stuff in the sky wagon, Kolo. This was in first.
Jim! Hey, Jim! Holy St. Patrick! I've run all the way out here to get here before he did. Has he been here?
Has who been here? Who are you talking about, Pat?
The police, Lieutenant.
No, of course he hasn't been here. Why should he be?
Oh, sure, and he said he's coming out here after making out his report about the sudden and third demise of that namby-pamby fella.
Mamba? Is he dead?
Dead as can be. You see, Jim, he was... Oh, holy, you better run for it, Jim. Here comes the lieutenant on the double.
Pat, I have got nothing to hide. Why should I run? I expected this little visit. Just go and tell Lil to get her engine warmed up. I'll be ready to take off in a minute.
Lil? You mean Shanghai, Lil? Hey, you're going to trust your neck with her?
Yes, Pat. She's going to fly me to Shanghai to see the American consul.
Well, what do you know about that now? The little lemon face gets himself all killed on account of you being wanted. And, well, what's going to happen next?
You're going to tell Lil I'll be right with her, that's what. She's waiting in her plane behind those trees there, Pat.
Bradley? Jungle Jim Bradley?
Here I am, Lieutenant, waiting for you.
I want to ask you a few questions, Bradley.
Oh, fire away, but make it snappy, will you? I'm in a hurry.
You reported the shooting of the Chinese Lo Tung, didn't you?
Yes, I was there when he got shot.
How did he get shot? That's what I'm trying to find out.
The bullet came through the window. The killer must have been in a big tree just beside the hotel.
Sure you didn't have anything to do with it?
Lieutenant, here's my brand of cartridge. I'll gamble my life it doesn't match the one you found in Lo Tung.
Let's see it.
Here.
Now let's have a look at the bullets in your gun.
Gladly. Here you are.
Well, it looks as if you're telling the truth, Bradley. These bullets aren't mates of the one that killed that Chinese.
I hate to say this, Lieutenant, but I told you so.
Yeah.
And now, if you'll excuse me, I've got a little date in Shanghai.
Well, Bradley, since I've no evidence to hold you, I suppose I'll have to let you go.
Hurry up, Jim. We should have left ages ago.
Sure, and what did you say to the Lieutenant, Jim?
I simply told him the truth, Pat. And the truth will always make you free. Well, so long, Pat. Take care of yourself and that darling pipe of yours.
Sure, and I will that, Jim. And every time I light it up, I'll think of you, I will. Good luck to you, and I hope to be seeing you around here again soon.
Oh, thanks, Pat. All right, Colo, climb aboard.
Yes, it won.
You'll find your helmets on the seats, Jim. And they're fitted with earphones, so we can talk to each other in the air.
Huh? That's a great idea. Can I tune you out if I get tired of you?
That won't be necessary. I'll be too busy to gossip. Okay now?
Well, we're as okay as we'll probably ever be, Lil.
Then here we go. Pick those rocks out, Slim.
Right.
Well, goodbye. Turn it up to you.
One, Jim. Look.
Where? Oh, say, Lil.
Yes, Jim?
There's a plane following us.
Another plane? Has it got a purple triangle on it?
Yes. By Jove, there's one on each wing. Lil, what does this purple triangle mean?
What does the purple triangle mean, and to what new adventures will this mysterious symbol lead Jungle Jim? These dramatic adventures of Jungle Jim are based on episodes pictured in full-color action pictures appearing in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspapers everywhere. In the Comic Weekly, a new feature is now presented each week. It is called Heroes of American History and picturizes the careers of great men and women in the story of our country. There are also all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Bringing Up Father, The Little King, Skippy, Barney Google, The Katzenjammer Kids, and many, many others. Don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.